Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Don't you think, Karen? Don't you think?
Indeed. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fan of the steamroller?
I'm a fan of steam train and steam tug.
Yeah, okay. Well,
steam tug.
Steam tug.
Well,
yeah.
The boat. Yeah.
No, I got, the good steam whistle on the steam tug.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hey.
Those are the days.
So, I've got this book today.
Oh, shit!
Which,
hold on!
I thought you'd
hold
be...
Hold on!
When
what are you
I
talking
found
about?
Out this was the book, I yep. thought you'd be yep. very Man. Excited.
This yep. is
okay, right.
The
okay.
book.
Okay, all right. All right, you big show
amazing.
Off. Amazing. Glorious massive. Christmas present.
Yeah, totally.
All I've got to say about that is... That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay. Should we tell the listeners what the book is?
Well, Karen didn't have any headphones on, so she'd know that just about it. Yeah?
So this book is the Beastie Boys book.
Yeah! Come on.
And it is amazing.
The Beastie Boys book.
Did you say Beastie Boys?
No, Beastie Boys. Like, that is a mother of a book, really.
It's a mother of a book. And
should we tell the listeners what it looks like? It's a hardcover.
It's a hardcover.
It's
just a massive, cool-looking book.
It is massive, big. And I could not put it down all weekend.
Have you eaten?
Me? What?
Yeah, did you manage to get, like, food and some sleep in it as well? Or was it just that book all
just,
weekend?
Just the book, consuming
you know what? They'd
the book.
Be proud as punch about that, wouldn't
know.
They?
I know, they'd love it. Hey, but speaking of eating, I have to tell you this. There was a big... In the shop, I found a big pile of that book shelved in the cooking section.
What?
And if I didn't laugh, I'd actually cry. But you can see on the cover, it's got they're standing outside a pizza shop, and it says pizza.
But a whole lot of those books would be a lot. They take up a lot of space. It's like a big Bible.
It's a big, big.
Can I ask you right now? What's the registered retail price on that book? Do you know?
$55. And honestly, you hand over your dosh, and it's yours.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well.
Don't ruin my book,
Mikey
Tess.
Has
Are
actually
really
handed me $55
this? Are you really
cash.
Buying this right
yes.
now? Well, I don't know if it's this particular copy is for sale.
It's for sale. It's all yours.
Wait, so is this a transaction that's just taken place?
We've just had a transaction.
Oh, it's a private transaction.
Alive.
I'm bringing that in the open.
You don't even live know what's inside the book
well,
yet.
Well, how about I tell you guys?
I'll tell you one person I trust.
True.
I trust whoever comes in for loose reads.
Thank you.
For starting Karen, so I trust you. And,
Trust you, man.
And as long as it's not going to get too thumbed through. Yeah, some greasy fingers coming through the whole thing.
She's just had a bacon sandwich.
Like a shop sword.
Oh, I've already got some questions for you about this
okay,
book. But
well,
you go.
How
you
about
go.
You hold up
yeah,
and I'll do the spiel.
Put dirty fingers all through it.
This is amazing value, and it is such a great production. Well spent $55, Mikey.
Thank you.
It's a huge compendium, and it's magazine style.
It's an omnibus.
It's not your typical kind of rock biography. It's one. It's a snack plate. You'll dip in and out of it, and every single page has one crack up anecdote. The first page you turn to cracked you up.
Wow, it is so great. One thing that they're particularly sensational at, sort of like probably from about, I guess, when they started making their second album, they suddenly became very focused on just not doing anything that was shit.
Totally.
And they maybe you didn't like a few of their songs and you like some more than others, but they were really fastidious about them.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to interview them up here many years ago when they came over. And they are a very hard band to interview if you don't know.
I've seen so many clips of them and they're just laughing around.
They just walked out on everyone else. And I was stoked about that.
They're just kind of laughing.
But they're just absolutely, they know exactly what they're trying to do and what they were trying to do.
100%.
And weren't going to cut any corners. Yeah. Like, did you ever read the Grand Royal magazine?
No, but my partner was telling me all about it on the weekend, and he used to buy it from a record shop in Palmerston North or something.
Yep.
And, you know, one of their gang
That's
would
before
get
they
it
closed
and they'd
Palmerston
share
North.
It all. They'd share it all around.
I've still got my copy of the first
can
one.
Culture exist anyway,
yeah,
Mikey.
Yeah, yeah.
Every page has an amazing crack-up story. So anyway, Beastie Boys, punk attitude.
A beautiful book.
Mackie's cradling the book.
He is. Yeah. It's his now.
Yeah,
it is. And it saves me from carting it back to work, so thank you.
This is quite a heavy cart.
It's a hefty, hefty tome.
But let's get back to this book. It's fantastic.
So it starts pre-1981, and it's chronological, and it's got photos, diagrams, essays, mixtape lists, cassette culture, and it's got maps. And they are such great storytellers, as you would know.
Well, here's a comic.
Yep. Yeah, there's a comic. There's even recipes in there, so I can't be too grumpy about someone shelving it in the cooking section. I don't want to know who that was.
It's too big a book to shelve, to be honest.
it's pretty big. And it is just, you just get that sense that they are so much fun, you know?
They've really done some exceptional things to Beastie Boys. Whether you like the music or not, they... I've been on this particular radio show, over the many years I've done it, I've been so blessed, and that's a word I don't use very often, to be able to be the first person to play people a new Beastie Boys track. You know, it's just so many times, and every time, just never. Them and the Chemical Brothers, just never do a dead track. It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
They are great storytellers.
Oh, look, Santa on the back.
I know, I saw that.
I think people will love this book, and I'm already seeing it on lists of best music books of the year. It's going to be on my list for best music books of the year that I'm putting together.
It's probably important to note that the authors of the book are Michael Diamond and Adam Horowitz.
Yeah.
The two remaining members.
And
they're the authors.
You really, it's first-hand accounts. They're great storytellers, and you really get the sense of them missing their dear friend, Adam. Yeah. Is it Yalk? Who passed away several years ago. And you just get the sense of them that, you know, they're really close, good friends that grew up. And also in a really great time in New York, you know, early 80s New York, a city where it was bustling, anything could happen. And they worked very much on a street level, you know, all these sounds of, you know, different kinds of music like no wave, new wave, punk, post-punk, salsa, dub. And it was all on people's ghetto blasters, and you had to work really hard
to find music. They used to be a hardcore band.
And they talk about all of that in there. And all the mixtape lists, they have the best taste in music.
You would hope so, though. It's the Beastie Boys, you know what I mean? So you'd hope so. You know, just but they went from being Fight for Your Right to Party. I was telling Tess before, she to be honest, Tess already let the cat out of the bag that you're bringing this book up.
Sorry, that's not what you two say.
Like a good producer should.
We put the song.
That's right. Yeah. No, you're just doing your job, Tess.
My point being that when I was at school, I went to work for my first job was in a record shop, and before I worked there, I remember going in, and all I used to buy. These people would see me buy metal albums, you know, like that stuff. And I remember saying, when I went up to buy the Beastie Boys album and it came out, the lady behind the counter, who ended up being my boss later on, I remember her being very sort of, very clear to me, saying, "Now, you know that it's not all like Fight for Your Right to Party, eh?
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know if you're going to like this. And she was very sort of, I don't know if you should buy this. Do you want to have a listen first and all sort of thing? And but it turns out I loved it.
It's probably their best album, to be honest. I like the first one,
I'm a big Paul's Boutique.
Those two are the best.
But back then they were just like they were big inflatable Budweiser cans on stage and strippers and stuff like that.
They really
express themselves after that moments so well.
There's great stories about them causing huge sensation when they went over to the UK, and everybody hated them. And then
plus they were white guys doing rap.
And there are all these stories about the media, like the Daily Mail, making up stories about them, laughing at cancer victims, and it didn't happen. So it's all in there. Really sensational stuff.
Yes, we're rummaging through it.
You've become very possessive over this book.
I can't use
this
as a gift now, can I?
Oh, you've just got to keep it, Mikey. Yeah. You've just got to keep it.
Well, look, I'll put it down. I just wanted to ask Karen about the back. They've put these like mixtapes in.
So good.
Yeah.
There's actually a few in there.
So they've put in like for each member of the Beastie Boys have put in their selection of songs. I
great
guess.
Taste massive of music. Yeah. Everything huge. From classic rock, MOR, punk, so hardcore, everything. Great. Real music
great
lovers.
Selections.
You know, like that's when you know someone's a real music lover.
It's nice that they've put that in the back because it's, very it's cool. like the book's about them, but they've.
There's a great essay in there too that one of them has written about, you know, the art of making a mixtape and it's just so identifiable, you know, if you kind of grew up doing that. Really amazing. Not your typical rock biography, but it really transcends it. It's amazing. And, you know, there's like a couple of New Zealand connections with the Beastie Boys.
Really?
You would probably know, Mikey, that they, you know, Peter King, the lathe, the guy who makes the lathes. I know that you and Newsboy interviewed him years ago.
He was like at the time when the only people that had the vinyl pressing.
The Beastie Boys didn't order, you know, the Olio Olio EP, they ordered 1,500 copies of a lathe cut for their 7-inch. Mm. And then one day, as a down payment for this order, a Ford Mustang arrived in the port of Timaru addressed
That's right.
to Peking.
That's right, eh?
I love that. And that's a great EP too.
Yeah, yeah, that's a cool story too. And they, of course, they filmed one of their videos down at
Rotorua.
Oh my God, you mean
Gratitude that we might be about to listen to?
Someone saying they saw them at Brixton Academy, being supported by John Spencer Blues Explosion and Tool.
That's a strange
that's a good
lineup.
No, well, this is the thing though, because that's, you know, they were so involved in that.
I know.
Culture, you know, that culture as well. This is Gratitude by the Beastie Boys. The Beastie Boys book's available now from Time Out Bookstore.
$55. I've got $55 in my hand from Mikey. Thank you.
New Zealand currency. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Was Loose Reads.